the songs that make the whole world sing.
Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, a music show featuring songs by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans, whether they live here or not. I'm your host, Carl Enbehalm. For the next hour, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Moskowitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew.
Good dad's cooking in the backyard barbecue. Where the weather's hot, the grass is green, and the skies are crystal blue. The picnic food they're dishing up comes straight out of the kitchen. It's mac and cheese, stewed tomatoes, jello molds, fried potatoes, cabbage salad, baked beans, and chicken. I never once considered why it's always hard to navigate with cups and plates through the lawn chairs in the yard. I salivate as I clean my plate, contemplating seconds of mac and cheese, stewed tomatoes, jello molds, fried potatoes, cabbage salad, baked beans, and chicken. And the kids, they're all excited like a time bomb bound to blow, while husbands all pontificate over things that they don't know. The wives, they're cooking up a storm back there in the kitchen, and the food they make is always finger licking. The women, they all mobilize with a full buffet to clear, while the men folks smoke their cigarettes and drink their cans of beer. And the kids align one last time for the final scraps and smidgens of mac and cheese, stewed tomatoes, jello molds, fried potatoes, cabbage salad, baked beans, and chicken. Here we go. Kids are all excited like a time bomb bound to blow, while the husbands all pontificate over things that they don't know. The wives are cooking up a storm back there in the kitchen, and the food they make is always finger licking. The women, they all mobilize with a full buffet to clear, while the men folks smoke their cigarettes and they drink their cans of beer. And the kids align one last time for the final scraps and smidgens of mac and cheese, stewed tomatoes, jello molds, fried potatoes, cabbage salad, baked beans, and chicken. I said mac and cheese, stewed tomatoes, jello molds, fried potatoes, cabbage salad, baked beans, and chicken.
Well, he was born in Duluth and spent his teen years playing in garage bands. During his college days in Northfield, he performed Saturday evening gigs with duos or trios. Since then, he's hunkered down in Wayzata, Minnesota, focusing on family and career. Now retired, he has found pure enjoyment in songwriting and performing. What goes around comes around. His Dead and Gone CD is chock full of interesting songs, some with very, very interesting titles, and that's a new song that was sent to us this week by Bruce Caswell. And we're doing double plays tonight in honor of the Twins' 10-5 victory today. My, they're doing well. I think they're 44-22. That's a .667 percentage, tied for the best in the major leagues with the Houston Astros. Welcome, welcome everyone to another live episode of Minnesota Homebrew from the studios of KSRQ Pioneer 90.1 here in Thief River Falls. And if you're outside our listening area, you can find us at radionorthland.org. And our show is aired every Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. here in Thief River, and every Saturday from noon to 1 in Callaway, Minnesota, on KKWE 89.9. So if you're cruising down to Detroit Lakes, tune us in on Saturday at noon. And anyone who's interested in airing this show can go to prx.org and pick it up there. Well, our first song this evening by Katie Vernon, and she's a Brit. Two of our Brits that we play here on Homebrew, the other one, Nigel Egg. And here's Katie with a song titled 5 o'clock World. And if you're eating supper, enjoy.
Take me out of this misery. I'm only hurting myself, I know. Love's company, but it isn't good for my health. And the same words keep going round and round in my mind. Never same words, and they usually unkind. Might need just a little help to turn the other cheek. I know it's a sign of strength, but you got me feeling so weak. In the same ways you're going round and round in my head. Never same ways, and the better left unsaid. Oh, I know I must change. Oh,
an abrupt ending. 5 o'clock by Katie Vernon. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, she says there. That sort of sounds like an old Alan Jackson song. Where our ideas come from, either consciously or subconsciously, who knows. And Katie, checking her Facebook page, she is over in England, where she was born and raised, and she's attending a live concert tonight at a place called the Brunswick Live, watching Muriel Reeve and her amazing band. Hope you're having a good time there, Katie. Yeah, up next, Tim Cheesebrow. Now, you can find him at cheesebrowmusic.com. And he happens to be playing this evening at 7 p.m. down in Roseville, suburb there on the north side of the Twin Cities, with his full band live at the ROG, or the Raj, or the ROG, I'm not sure, in Roseville. So if you're listening to the show, as soon as it's done, head on over to the ROG at 7 p.m. and hear Tim play with his full band. He sent his newest EP, which, by the way, if you go onto his website, you can get a free download just by being a new subscriber to his website. Here's Tim Cheesebrow with The Big Life on Minnesota Homebrew.
Set me down on his one good knee. So there's some things I gotta tell you. If you got a few minutes for me, you've done a lot of growing up. You got a long ways to go. Just take your time, get in there, and take someone I know. You can see by the memories sitting on my shelf, you gotta brace yourself. Since none of us are getting out alive, buckle up and hold tight. It's gonna be a wild ride, but we only get one try. Might as well be a big life. Never dream too small, or settle for getting by. Yeah, every love that in heartbreak, love hard anyways, and don't ask why. The more you give, the more you have. Best things can't be counted. Building walls is for lesser men. All the great hearts are boundless. You see by the memories sitting on my shelf, you gotta brace yourself. Since none of us are getting out alive, buckle up and hold tight. It's gonna be a wild ride, but we only get one try. Might as well be a big life. Yeah, we only get one try. Might as well be a big life.
Good job there, Tim Cheesebrow. Well, up next they are from, well, I said Thief River Falls, but on last week's show, but they're actually from Goodridge, which is kind of wedged between Mavie and Griglaw. And they, of course, are Kendra and Kansas Jensen, the daughters of Eric and Kelsey. And They are really making waves this summer because they released their Highway Hippie CD last Thursday at the Floyd B. Olson Park and had a great crowd, really good turnout and response to their music. And they're playing, gosh, I am so envious, all over this summer. In fact, tomorrow they will be at the Williston in Williston, North Dakota, and I'm assuming it's an evening concert. I'll try to find out more information on that, but that's tomorrow, Friday the 14th, and Saturday the 15th, they'll be at the Souris River Brewing in Minot. I noticed that North Dakotans don't say Minot, as I learned it. They seem to say Minot. Anyway, we wish Kansas and Kendra, at age 15 and 18, just a lot of success, and hopefully we'll get them on the show here real soon to do a live performance. Here they are with a tune titled Not Ready.
I know I look like her. I found the picture that you saved. The one of you in your favorite shirt. She was wearing that miniskirt with your hand. Might be blind, but I can see. Just when you thought you saw in me, I know when you look my way, you only want to see your face. But I'm not her, and you're not ready. You're not ready.
And not mentioning that that song was co-written by the Jensen Sisters and Jason Hamer. And since this show is all about songwriting, original music, we got to mention co-writers. So if you're going to send your music in, you can do it various methods. You can send a CD to Northland College Care of Homebrew Music at 1101 Highway 1 East in Thief River Falls, 56701. I'll say that again. Northland College, care of Homebrew Music, 1101 Highway 1 East, Thief River Falls, 56701. Or you can upload it to our MinnesotaHomebrewBox.com or Dropbox.com account. Or you can send high-quality MP3s to MinnesotaHomebrew@gmail.com. And as long as it's original music, cite all of the songwriters, give us a short bio, and just make sure the song is not naughty in nature. Yes, we like good, clean music up here in northwestern Minnesota. Yeah, it's also a FCC rule. Well, you should mention that this evening at 7 p.m., Half Brothers Brewing Company, Eric Kerr, and Megan Link playing. 7 p.m. Great, great beer, great, great music there. 5 nights a week at Half Brothers Brewing. Just across the Sorley Bridge, take a right at the light. It's in the old Dakota Harvest Bread building. Fun, fun, fun. And we should also mention Tuesday, 7 to 9 p.m. at Chickadee Coffee Roasters in Crookston. They have either a scheduled performer or an open mic. And this month's songwriting challenge for the June 27 show is Summer Heat. Now, that's going to be kind of tricky because I'm going to be gone that day. How am I going to pull that off? Well, I guess we're just going to have to make sure we do a pre-recorded show with all of the entries for that show. Email your entries to MinnesotaHomebrew@gmail.com. And Summer Heat, that's the theme. We'll let you decide what that means to you. Okay? And tonight, oh my, lots of news. VFW, Thief River Falls, open mic hosted by Little Bobby, 8 p.m. He asked if I was coming over. Well, you would think I would be, but after the show, I mosey over to the Ball Diamonds to watch my son, Roy, play softball. Up next, Eric Koskinen. Now, Eric, since moving to Minneapolis, has amassed a following as a musician, songwriter, producer, and engineer. His first CD, American Theater, is a translucent eulogy to the genuine. And he's gone on to do, I think, his fourth very recently, from which we yank this song titled Big Plane. You're listening to MHB.
Big plane getting me back home. Big plane, I'm all alone. Ain't that pilot, you do me right. I gotta make love baby tonight. Big plane, get me back home. New York City, up all night. Bourbon, whiskey, I hurt my head and I got my fill. Now I'm falling on down Battery Hill. Flying into LA town, where the saints and angels touch the ground. A Hollywood woman tried to take my money. I just laughed, I got 2 bits, honey. California dreaming of an open bay. I met a redhead called Linda Ray. I bought a fried chicken and a waffle cone. She thanked me by giving me stone. This woman tried to rope me in with $100 bill on her Texas ski. I took the money right out the back door. So I ain't never playing in Dallas no more. Big plane getting me back home. Big plane, I'm all alone.
baby, tonight, big plane. Get me back home. Back home, I got a pretty little gal. Potato pie, lemonade pail. She's just about naked in the old screen door. They don't live it like that in the city no more. And the dogs run free, the dogs run free. I don't care about them, they don't hound me. Sun turns red as I fall to the ground. Take your dress off, ain't no one around. Then we do it like this, we do it like that. In the pickup truck, parked out back. Front porch swing in the kitchen floor. We do it right, do it some more. Big plane, getting me back home. Big plane, I'm all alone. Ain't that pie, but you do me right. I gotta make love with my baby tonight. Big plane, get me back home. Big plane, get me back home. Back home. Yeah. Get me back
home. That's the third cut from Eric Koskinen's new CD titled Burning the Deal, to be released later this month. Kind of nice to get some advanced treatment on that, and a little update on Eric's residence, as he lives on a farm near Cleveland, Minnesota, population 717. The town that's so small that the local streetwalker has to use a treadmill. Well,
here's an act never heard before on MHB.
Yes, we got this CD from a gentleman named Tate McLean, and he's originally from Wichita, Kansas, and has parked himself solidly now in Monaga, Minnesota, down in Finn Country, where he plays his own brand of soulful American roots in the bars, coffee shops, and street corners of the upper Midwest, as long as he's known how. And he sent us his CD. I don't know if it's his first CD, but if it is, congratulations, Tate. And here's a tune from that fine work titled Full Moon Fever. You're listening to Homebrew.
It's making me crazy, staring up at the sky. I just keep thinking that maybe she'd come and give a reason why. It's been so damn long since I have seen her. And she sings that song and gives me full moon fever. Oh, I'm going crazy. seeing all these stars. I just keep wishing that maybe she'd come and point to one that's ours. Well, it's been so damn long since I have seen her. And when she sings that song, she gives me full moon fever. Shadow float through the trees. Soon she is with me. Together we drift off on the breeze. It's been so damn long since I have seen her. And when she sings that song, she gives me full moon fever. When she sings that song, she gives me full moon fever. Well, I may be wrong, but I know that I could never leave. Well, I may be wrong, but I know I could never leave her.
Minnesota Homebrew, sharing news from the wonderful world of beer.
Well, this comes from our friends at vinepair.com, which is a wine and beer information website. And it is by Felicia Lalomia. And we should give credit for the photo that we're going to post on our Facebook page here in a second from Solent News. This was updated June 7th of this year. Aussie beer-loving man buried in Foster's-themed coffin. When Perry Carty passed away on April 19th, or April of 19, his family paid tribute in a special way. They wrapped his coffin in the label of his favorite beer, Foster's Lager. Carty's sister, Mandy Hunter, said it was her brother... What her brother would have wanted. Quote, it was my idea to have the Foster's can printed on the coffin because it was Perry's favorite and he loved being around friends and family at the pub, she said. The 54-year-old father of three in Southampton, England, passed away suddenly after he was assaulted outside his favorite pub, Bittern. His family wanted to brighten his departure and felt the Foster's wrap would help commemorate him. I think he would have been blown away, and I think he would have thought it was really funny, Hunter said in an interview. It was a fitting send-off for him. The family also placed a can of lemonade atop the coffin to represent Carty's favorite drink, a Foster's Top, which is a lager. Let's see, a lager top is a lager topped with lemonade, similar to a Shandy or a Radler. Radler being a German pop beer. We didn't want it to be a sad funeral. We wanted it to be upbeat and happy, just like how Perry would have wanted it. We had so many lovely comments at the funeral saying what a lovely idea it was. It will make people remember Perry's funeral with happy thoughts, Hunter said. So what a way to go. And I'm sure glad it wasn't a Bud Light coffin. Well, we're halfway through our show. Here's the second song of the evening by Bruce Caswell titled Mama's Disappointment.
Architect, my mama whine. Quick guitar and take design. Go and do the world some good. Make rows of houses out of wood. Highways, railways, locks and dams. Study hard, pass exams. Build estates with mass appeal. Make towers out of glass and steel. That's stuff that makes your mama proud. But it was in one ear, out the other. That's the way it was with mother. Drove her nuts, I drove her crazy. She thought I was dumb and lazy. Now sing and play guitar in the honky-tonks and the two-bit bars, and Mama doesn't love me anymore. Mom cried out half suicidal, quit guitar and read the Bible. This is all that I'm expecting, flowing robes and genuflecting. Priest, a minister, a pastor, take the route that'll get there faster, saving all the congregation from eternal damnation. That stuff that makes your mama proud. But it was in one ear, out the other. That's the way it was with mother. Drove her nuts, I drove her crazy. She thought I was dumb and lazy. Now I sing and play guitar in the honky-tonks and the two-bit bars, and Mama doesn't love me anymore. A doctor, Mama supplicated. They're so highly compensated, living in their big old mansion, earning interest on their pension. A lake home on the whitefish chain with a bigger than average brain, passing meds, sewing stitches, all the while amassing riches. That stuff that makes your mama proud. But it was in one ear, out the other. That's the way it was with mother. Drove her nuts, I drove her crazy. She thought I was dumb and lazy. Now sing and play guitar in the honky-tonks and the two-bit bars, and Mama doesn't love me anymore. So Mama doesn't love me anymore.
Fine tune by Bruce Caswell. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew, where we play no redone, revised, remixed, reconstituted, rehashed, re-recorded, or regurgitated, or reimagined music. Nothing but original tunes, and not that we have anything against cover tunes. When I go out and play some solo gigs, I'll throw in a couple here and there. And I just got asked to play at Oakley Market Days on August 10th by the folks organizing it down there. I look forward to playing a half hour to 45 minute set. It's probably been 4 or 5 years since I've done that. Well, up next, our second song by Katie Vernon of the evening. It's titled Gray Sky.
Shine. stared up at the stars a thousand times. Still the scale is too much for my mind. All the light that I see could have traveled a billion years. Now a bit of that burning ball is part of me. Everything everyone has ever known took place in one little lump of stone. Yeah, it all seems so unreal. All the things I hold most dear are so slight that no one else knows I'm here. We see it all. It's hard not to feel small. Even gone before us, dark can blink its eyes. Yeah, the best of us still have more than specks of dust. So let's not worry about our tiny lives and just enjoy the ride. Doesn't mean that nothing matters anymore. No, it makes it so much more precious than before. I don't need to fight, don't need to impose. I can't change how the story goes. Might as well stop pretending I'm in control. If I knew my place in the cosmic design, saw how petty all the ways I wore and waste my time, insignificantly I turned to see my fellow man, another body made of stardust doing the best they can.
Jim Cheesebrow. Hey, if you're down in the Twin Cities after the show, you can run over to Devani's Restaurant on Cleveland Avenue South in St. Paul for the Minnesota Association of Songwriters Monthly Songwriting Craft Workshop. That's going on in 11 minutes. It's at the intersection of Cleveland and Grand Avenues in St. Paul. Well, here's the title song from the Jensen Sisters Highway Hippie CD. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew.
Highway hippie, highway hippie, I wanna be a highway hippie.
Adam Bomb. bite the hand that feeds the mouth. Soon enough, she'll be heading south. When I get out of work, I'm a homeward bound. I got over tight when the sun goes down. You might not rock, you might not roll, but you gotta have heart and you gotta have soul. When I get home, there's a woman at the door.
Was our second tune of the evening by Eric Koskinen off his Burning the Deal CD, titled Darlin', track number 2. There are 9 songs on this. Of the CD, he says it's not only Americana music. I learned to play blues music. I learned how to play country music. I learned to play folk, bluegrass, jazz, whatever. I learned to play American music. Well, folks, we have time for one more song this evening. Before we go, we'd like to thank you for listening to us. Stay tuned for the Gypsy Outlaw radio show featuring the Jensen Sisters. And as always, we want to remind you, whether you're talking music or beer, shoot for quality over quantity. Here's Tate McLean with So Far Away. See you next week on Minnesota Homebrew. Long black ribbon's getting longer.